This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. U.S. News and World Report first started ranking colleges in 1983. It now ranks, and this is by no means an exhaustive list, high schools, law schools, and business schools. Since November, though, more than two dozen law schools, many of them highly ranked, have said they are not going to participate anymore. And this week, Harvard Medical School said it is withdrawing from the med school rankings. The dean saying, essentially, education is too complicated a product to be ranked numerically. But as Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes reports, a lot of applicants still pay attention to that numerical ranking, which means a lot of schools do too.
What's happened in the past 2 months could change the role rankings play in applying to schools.
The credibility of U.S. News, certainly their law school rankings, has been badly shaken.
Colin Diver wrote a book called Breaking Ranks. He's also led both Reed College and the University of Pennsylvania Law School. He expects to see more medical schools withdraw from the rankings and potentially undergraduate colleges. That would be a big shift because right now,
the first thing you do is you look at rankings. It's going to take a long time to break that culture.
Part of the challenge is people feel good when they pay for a highly ranked college education, same as when they pay for a highly ranked dishwasher, says Patrick Lorenzo, a counselor at St. Ignatius College Prep, a high school in San Francisco.
It makes us feel better as a consumer and, quote-unquote, smarter.
Meanwhile, schools, especially those that don't have household names, have a lot to lose by not submitting data and potentially falling in the rankings, says Angel Perez, who leads the National Association for College Admission Counseling.
Colleges and universities are afraid that families may not consider them if they are not on the list.
U.S. News says it's going to continue to rank schools, whether they submit data or not. Eric Gertler is the company's executive chairman and CEO.
There is sufficient public data for us to continue to do the rankings and provide the service and the journalism that we know is important for these students.
Gertler won't say how much money U.S. News makes from the rankings business, but some applicants aren't looking at them at all, and instead what schools' graduates have achieved. Timothy Fields is the author of a book called The Black Family's Guide to College Admissions. He points to role models like Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.
You know, he went to Morehouse. You know, Morehouse is a great institution. I went to Morehouse, but it's not in these rankings in the way these other institutions are. And so what does success look like? And success happens at any number of institutions.
Field says rankings can't capture what it'll really be like for a student to be on campus or what comes next. I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.